an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Okay, Elijah Ball, welcome to NITV radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, before we go through so many things we've got to discuss today, I'd like you to introduce yourself to our listeners.
So my name is Elijah Ball. I'm a criminologist. Recently been one of the Australian of the Year finalists and also a local hero, 2019 local hero for Queensland.
That was the purpose of this call today, is to discuss your recognition in the Australia Day Awards, recognition fresh. This came out this weekend, and one of the main things you've been recognized for, because we know you work for the African communities, you work for different communities out there in Queensland, but one of the major things that is outstanding is you've been honored for contributing to reconciliation. Tell us about your work, working towards reconciliation.
In the last few years, I've been working with a lot of young people, and a lot of our young people from the Indigenous community. And what I realized is that the challenges that they are going through are similar to the challenges that are faced by young people of African background. And the best way to have that is to share those histories and experience through reconciliation. And that's how I've been involved. So I've been involved through an organization called Youth Affairs Network Queensland, in which we, you know, I engage with Indigenous young people and listen and share the experience and promote that through, you know, reconciliation initiatives. And it's been great experience, and I really learn a lot, and also meeting elders and share that experience. What does reconciliation mean to them, and how can that be translated to other communities? So we learn as Australians about our history, about ourselves.
Yeah, and being a criminologist, one thing that comes to mind always when I report on different stories, there is something that's happening in Australia that's quite unique and disturbing sometimes. It's the over-representation of First Nations people in the incarceration system. And now there's also more and more youth of African descent who are also being disproportionately incarcerated.
And that's true, because one of the things that have been happening in the last few years is seeing that number of young people are actually going into the criminal justice system. And there's over-representation of Indigenous young people there, and of course, their brothers, who are called, I call them brothers, the Africans, yeah, are now becoming another second wave. And what I've been doing in Queensland in the last few years, actually in the last 12 years, I've been working hard to make sure the Youth Justice Act is changed, is amended, because there was an act that is put young people, 17-year-olds, were put in adult jail when they commit crime.
Yeah.
They were not treated as young people. A majority of those young people were Indigenous. So I fought hard for the law, and in 2016 it was passed by Queensland Parliament, and it is changed. So the last kit that came out was on the 12th of December last year, and I was invited, and I greet the young person, and I interview, and he was Indigenous young person. And I was very proud to see that, you know, on the legislative level, we need to make sure there are laws that have those young people, to make sure they are treated as fair as possible, and also to minimize the over-representation of our Indigenous young people and the First Nation people.
Yeah, so that's a really something, an outstanding contribution that you made there, managing to get youth out of the adult jail system. And this is something that's plaguing many other states. In Melbourne, where I'm calling from, this is something that's really disturbing. You know, people are talking about it. There's more and more. You heard about our issues with the riots in the Parkville Detention Centre. So these are issues that are rife within the community. And yet in Queensland, you've managed to actually reach something positive. Now, after this youth has been released. Another issue that comes up in our mind is justice reinvestment. Do you see any developments, positive developments towards justice reinvestment?
Yeah, I'm optimistic, and I'm always very optimistic. Australia is progressing and is changing. And in terms of the justice system, there's a need for progressive policies. There's a need for policies that actually look after the interests of the people, regardless whether they're criminal or they're something. But the justice system needs to be formulated in a way that it encourages people to rehabilitate in case if they commit crime. And one of the things I'm passionate about is to invest in rehabilitation programs that will allow the young people, whether they get out of jail or they are in the jail, to be rehabilitated. So when they come out, they can, you know, resume their normal life as functioning citizens in the society. Because one of the biggest things is for those kids who come out of jail and no rehabilitation program, no investment in them, to make sure they don't re-offend or enter back to the justice system. So if we invest in that, then there's a future for us to invest in the justice system, a system that actually help people to realize their wrongs, yeah, but also learn from their wrong and become better people.
Yeah, so this is 'cause when you look at what we hear in what we'd call mainstream media, the public, I would say commercial media, it's always tough on crime. Politicians are always talking about tough on crime. Every single little thing that happens, oh, lock them up, more prisons and more police and all this. But something else, many of the issues that people end up in trouble are social issues that need to be solved with social means and social interventions.
I totally agree with you. And this is the question all of us put out. The conversation that we need to have is, why are these young people committing this crime? What is bothering them? And if we address that cause root and talk to them and listen to them, we might find a solution. And tomorrow they may not end up committing the crime we are seeing in the media. Another challenge that we have in the media is, you know, we sometimes tend to racialize crime. We put label on crime of those who are different, you know, so being African, being indigenous, so we label them when they commit crime. And I think for Australia to progress and really to utilize its diversity and be treated equally, I think we need that reporting media which always say, oh, it's African gang or it's indigenous young person. That notion need to be really brand. So there's no reason why those young people can be just called as young people from whatever suburb instead of putting label. Because when we put label, we're creating fear.
Yeah.
And actually that increase more fear and assumption that is in the society mind that young people are troubled. And the more we label, then they will be like, now all African or indigenous are troublemakers. So these are the things that really, when we are making policies or when we are reporting issues, we need to be mindful of. But, and also there's that fear that will allow now, you know, when politicians say a thing, and I responded to, what is his name, Senator Hanning, when he joined the...
Yeah, he was in Melbourne, the St. Kilda.
When I made a video, and then I was on ABC TV, I challenged him. And I said, this is wrong, because you are creating fear that we don't need. And because politicians capitalize on that fear to get bought, there's a need for us to make sure, you know, we invest in how we communicate in the language that united all of us rather than the language that divided us. And that will allow us to reduce the crime of young people, would allow us to help young people and excel better in order not to commit crime.
Yeah. Another thing that comes to my mind, since I've got someone who works in this field and might be able to help me understand a little bit more, is you've had a success with getting youth out of the adult jail system. There's a growing, the fastest growing prison, I mean, number of people being jailed in the justice system are Aboriginal women.
Mm.
And your state, the state where you are, is the first one that's going to open a private women's prison.
Mm. I thought actually that that come with the work of government. When you got a government that is understand the interests of the people, of the vulnerable people. And I think the current government in Queensland, with the advocacy of advocate like me, like other people, like I would call a lady called Deb Killaroy, is a strong advocate. She was a former prisoner by herself, but she's now a lawyer.
Yeah.
And people like that are the one who shape the policies in Queensland to make sure women are treated fairly in the jail, and also they are supported in order to function well in the society. And it is something that, as a community, that we need to work together and address. Because, look, if we really help the vulnerable people today, then tomorrow we'll have a better future for Australia. And I think it's come back to the policy. How does the government address those policies? The difficult thing here, the law in each state are different. And the governments in each state approach things differently. And this is something that, you know, there's a need for a national approach to support people who are in the prison and make sure they are programmed that will actually empower them.
Yeah.
To be functioning again and to transition out from the challenges they're having, whether coming out of jail or being on drug or alcohol. There should be a program that can actually transition out so, again, they become functioning. But, yes, there's a need for a national call for a unified approach to help vulnerable people, especially in the justice system.
Yeah, that's a conversation that needs to be had. Well, Elijah Wall, it's a pleasure talking to you today. Before I let you go, I'd like you to tell us if you have something, a word to put out there to the community.
Yeah, my message to the community is that, you know, Australia is a great country. And one of the things that we sometimes don't do well is to extend that greatness to those disadvantaged people in our community. You know, being either from refugee's background, being of Indigenous background, being of, English, Anglo-Celtic background. We need to extend those, greatness to those who need our support most, particularly young people, because if we empower young people today, we are building and creating a better Australia tomorrow. And that's the most important thing that we, because the generation, the brick we lay today will determine our future as Australians in the next few years. And in order for us to do that, it's good for us to support those people who need our support most.
Elijah Wall, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. And again, congratulations again for being awarded and recognized for a fantastic work you're doing for the African community and the Indigenous community up there in Queensland.
Thank you very much and thanks for having me.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio. Or download the SBS Radio app.